Times at a Glance, Part 2 of Number 2, From Jesus Christ Through the Millennium. Part 1 was published in February 2014. God's Everlasting Covenant. What we refer to as the Abrahamic Covenant is in reality the new and everlasting covenant as it was given to Abraham and his posterity. It was new to Abraham because he received it as part of a new dispensation of the gospel. But it is everlasting in that the same covenant is extended to all of God's children and all gospel dispensations beginning with Adam. Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles explained what this covenant entails. The new and everlasting covenant is the gospel of Jesus Christ. In other words, the doctrines and commandments of the gospel constitute the substance of an everlasting covenant between God and man that is newly restored in each dispensation. The Power of Covenants, Ensign, May 2009, page 20. This chart provides an overview of God's everlasting covenant as it was renewed in Jesus' day and again in our own. It shows how the Lord has fulfilled and continues to fulfill His covenant promises to us, including those promises He made to Abraham. Prophecy, Allegory of Zenos. About 400 BC through AD 100. After some time, the master of the vineyard and his servant returned to the vineyard and found good fruit on all trees. The tame olive tree roots caused the wild branches to bring forth good fruit. The branches from the tame olive tree, scattered throughout the vineyard, prospered even when they were planted in poor locations. One branch planted in a good location had both good and bad fruit. See Jacob chapter 5, verses 15 through 28. Allegory of Zenos, about AD 100 through 1400. After the master and his servant nourished the trees of the vineyard, they found much fruit on the trees, but all of it was bad. The tame olive tree had all sorts of bad fruit, because the wild branches had overcome the strength of the roots. The fruit of the branches from the tame olive tree were all corrupt. Even the one branch with good and bad fruit had died. The Lord of the vineyard wept and asked, "Who is it that has corrupted my vineyard?" The servant said, "Is it not the loftiness of thy vineyard?" The Lord of the vineyard decided to try one more time to save his vineyard. See Jacob chapter 5, verses 29 through 51. 51. Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem in the land of Canaan. Through his atonement and ministry, he fulfilled many of the promises made to Abraham and the ancient prophets. Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 75, and Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. 52. Prophecy. In the latter days and during the millennium, the Lord will fulfill all the promises He made to the house of Israel. Joseph Smith translation of Luke chapter 3, verses 4 through 11 in Bible Appendix. 53. Prophecy. The leaders of the Jews would reject the Messiah. He would be crucified and rise from the dead on the third day. He will return to the earth later in power and glory. Luke chapter 9, verse 22, and verses 26 through 27. 54. Moses and Elijah gave priesthood keys to Peter, James, and John. Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 8. Guide to the Scriptures, Transfiguration, scriptures.lds.org. 55. Prophecy. The city of Jerusalem will be destroyed and its people killed and scattered. Joseph Smith Matthew, chapter 1, verses 4 through 20. 56. Prophecy. The world will kill the apostles and fall into apostasy. God will restore all things in the latter days. Matthew, chapter 17, verse 11. John, chapter 15, verse 18. Through John, chapter 16, verse 3. 57. The Son of God suffered and died for the sins of the world and was resurrected from the dead. See Prophecies 41 and 53. Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 65. Mark chapter 15, verses 1 through 38, and chapter 16, verses 6 through 14. 58. The apostles were commanded to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to all nations. Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. 59. After his resurrection, Jesus Christ appeared to other tribes of the house of Israel, whom the Father had led away out of the land. 3 Nephi chapter 15, verse 15, and 3 Nephi chapter 16, verses 1 through 3. 60. Prophecy. God will gather his people throughout the earth and fulfill all his promises. 3 Nephi chapter 16, verse 5, chapter 20, verses 10 through 13, and 3 Nephi chapter 21, verses 26 through 29. 61. Prophecy. The coming forth of the Book of Mormon would be a sign that God had begun to fulfill his covenant with his people. 3 Nephi chapter 21, verses 1 through 7, and chapter 29, verses 1 through 4. 62. Prophecy. Jesus Christ will establish his covenant among all those who receive the gospel. 3 Nephi chapter 21, verses 20 through 25. 63. The Apostle Peter was told in a vision that Gentiles may receive the ordinances and blessings of the gospel. See prophecy number 62, Acts chapter 10, Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29. 64. The Jews in Jerusalem were killed and scattered by the Romans. See prophecy number 55, Guide to the Scriptures, Jerusalem, scriptures.lds.org. 65. Prophecy. The gospel of Jesus Christ will be restored in the latter days by angelic ministry. Revelation chapter 14, verses 6 through 7. 66. Prophecy. The Lord will gather his saints in a great latter-day missionary work. Revelation chapter 14, verses 14 through 16. 67. Prophecy. Satan will be bound for 1,000 years, and Christ will reign upon the earth. Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. 68. Prophecy. There will be a new heaven and a new earth, and the city of New Jerusalem will come down from heaven. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 10, and verses 22 through 27. Event. 69. The original apostles were rejected and killed. The ordinances of the gospel were lost. See prophecy number 56. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, and Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. Event. Number 70. Lehi's descendants became wicked and rejected the gospel. Mormon chapter 8, verses 1 through 10, and Moroni chapter 1. Event. 71. Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ appeared to Joseph Smith, preparing the way to restore the new and everlasting covenant. See prophecy number 33. Joseph Smith History 1, verses 14 through 20. Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verses 17 through 23. Event 72. The angel Moroni appeared to Joseph Smith. The Book of Mormon was later translated and published. See prophecies 33 and 61. Joseph Smith History 1, verses 27 through 54. Event 73. John the Baptist and Peter, James, and John appeared to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery, restoring the priesthood of God to the earth. See prophecy 65. Joseph Smith History 1, verses 68 through 73. Event 74. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was organized in Fayette, New York, USA. See prophecies number 42 and 62. Doctrine and Covenants, sections 20 through 21. 75. Prophecy. The servants of the Lord from all dispensations will partake of the sacrament together. Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verses 5 through 14. 76. Prophecy. The Lord Jesus Christ will dwell on the earth for 1,000 years during the millennium. See also prophecy number 44. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 10 through 11. 77. Prophecy. Satan will be loosed again and will reign for a short time, and then the end of the earth will come. Doctrine and Covenants, section 43, verses 29 through 33. 79. Prophecy. All faithful saints will be caught up to meet Christ when he returns. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 95 through 98. 80. Prophecy. The devil and his armies will be defeated by Michael the archangel and the hosts of heaven in a great last battle after the millennium. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 110 through 116. Event 81. Moses, Elias, and Elijah conferred the priesthood keys needed to restore the everlasting covenant. See Prophecy number 65. Doctrine and Covenants, section 110, verses 11 through 16. Event 82. The saints in Nauvoo build a temple and ordinances for the dead were restored. Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, verses 29 to 34. Event 83. The headquarters of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was established in the western part of North America. See Prophecies number 42, 60, and 62. Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 through 3. Event 84. The gospel of Jesus Christ is being preached throughout the world. Every person will have the opportunity to accept the gospel. See Prophecies 60 and 62. Event 85. The blessings of the priesthood were extended to every worthy person without regard for race. See Prophecy number 62. Official Declaration number 2. 78. Prophecy. Jesus Christ will stand on Mount Zion and the Mount of Olives. The continents will become one land, and the 12 tribes will receive their inheritances. Doctrine and Covenants, section 133, verses 17 through 35, and the 10th Article of Faith. Event number 1. Jesus Christ appears at Jerusalem in the Holy Land and the New Jerusalem in North America. See Prophecy number 78. Event number 2. Jesus Christ returns to the earth in power and glory at a second coming. The lost tribes of Israel and the city of Enoch are restored. See Prophecies number 52, 53, and 78. Event number 3. The disciples of Christ are resurrected. See Prophecy number 79. Event 4. The sons of Levi present an offering unto the Lord in righteousness. Event number 5. A great sacrament meeting is held with all the disciples of Christ from all dispensations. See Prophecy number 75. Event 86. Temples are being built across the world, making the ordinances of the gospel available to all people, living and dead. Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, verses 37 through 42. Event 6. The millennium ushers in peace for 1,000 years. The earth is renewed. See Prophecies 44, 52, 53, and 76. Event 7. Satan is loosed. See Prophecy number 77. Event 8. The great and final battle takes place. Satan and his armies are defeated. See Prophecy number 80. Event number 9. After all people have been resurrected, they will come to the final judgment and either inherit a kingdom of glory or be cast out. Satan is banished forever. Event number 10. Earth becomes sanctified and glorified. See Prophecy number 68. Allegory of Zenos. About 1800 through the millennium, the Lord of the vineyard asked his servants to graft the natural branches back into the tame olive tree and to graft the wild branches back into their original trees. He asked them to carefully graft the branches according as the good shall grow. Other servants were brought to help, but they were few. He promised the faithful servants joy in the fruit of his vineyard. See Jacob chapter 5, verses 52 through 73. Allegory of Zenos. All the trees of the vineyard began to bring forth good fruit. They became like unto one body, and the fruits were equal. The Lord of the vineyard blessed his servants for their diligent efforts and glorified in the fruit of his vineyard. See Jacob chapter 5, verses 74 through 76. Allegory of Zenos. Evil fruit again came to the vineyard. The Lord separated the good from the bad fruit. The bad fruit was cast away, and the vineyard was burned. See Jacob chapter 5, verse 77. Sidebar. Blessed are you for receiving mine everlasting covenant, even the fullness of my gospel, sent forth unto the children of men, that they might have life and be made partakers of the glories which are to be revealed in the last days, as it was written by the prophets and apostles in days of old. Doctrine and Covenants, section 66, verse 2. End of the article, Times at a Glance, part 2 of number 2, From Jesus Christ Through the Millennium, God's Everlasting Covenant. Read by David Shaw.